GOP lawmakers demand investigation of security risks from China's Anker Electronics. By John Hayward on March 3, 2026. Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, and Senator Rick Scott, RFL, have called for a formal investigation of Chinese home electronics giant Anker, arguing that its products, including the popular UFI line of home security cameras, pose unacceptable risks to U.S. national security. Rep. Stefanik and Sen. Scott, who sit on the Armed Services Committees in their respective chambers, wrote a letter to Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick and Federal Communications Commission, FCC, Chairman Brendan Carr on Monday asking for an investigation of Anker Innovations, UFI Smart Home Products, and Solex Battery Technologies. Anker, through its UFI brand, has a documented history of significant security vulnerabilities related to its security camera business, and has been accused of misleading the public about these issues, the letter said. Stefanik and Scott referred to a $450,000 settlement paid by UFI distributors in New York in 2025 because video streams from the cameras were not always securely encrypted and could be accessible to anyone with a relevant link without authentication. Furthermore, investigators discovered that in certain situations, video sent over the internet from UFI home security products was not protected by end-to-end encryption, and at least a portion of the connection did not use any type of encryption at all. The letter noted that UFI has a fast-growing product line that includes cameras, doorbells, projectors, speakers, 3D printers, and a new security system that uses artificial intelligence, AI, to process input from cameras and monitor potential threats to the user's home. All of these products can transmit audio, video, and metadata over the internet, providing potential vectors for both remote surveillance network mapping and traffic analysis. The GOP lawmakers noted that, as a Chinese company, Anker and its subsidiaries are subject to the People's Republic of China National Intelligence Law of 2017, which requires it to cooperate with state intelligence efforts upon request. Anker offers many of these systems on U.S. military exchange websites, and for direct sales, Anker also provides up to a 20% discount on its UFI products to current and former U.S. military, their spouses, and dependents, the letter noted, pointing out that the FCC has determined that insecure network-connective devices in sensitive locations can present a security risk. The letter went on to criticize Anker for unfair business practices, using its substantial Chinese Communist Party backing, including at least $12 million in Chinese government subsidies in 2023 alone, to distort fair market competition and undercut American competitors. Anker's revenues almost tripled between 2020 and 2024 as a result of offering anti-competitive pricing that non-subsidized American companies cannot sustain. Stefanik and Scott asked the Commerce Department and FCC to investigate Anker Innovations' ownership structure, whether its devices are gathering information in ways that has not been disclosed to end users, and if any of that information is being transmitted to servers in China. Does the FCC's equipment authorization process account for the possibility that a device or its components could surveil Americans and transmit data to a foreign adversary nation? The letter asked.